Well, in case you missed it yesterday, it was a two-hour press event. Joe Biden's second solo press conference, just his second since he took office a year ago, and it's been an ugly year. 37% of Americans say they would fail Joe Biden for his performance. Only 33% of the American people say they support what's going on and approve of his conduct in office, according to Quinnipiac. Lower if you're Hispanic, by the way. But what does Joe Biden think of his performance? I want you to hear this from yesterday. Listen to this.
This afternoon, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the midterm elections are going to be a report card on your progress on inflation, border security, and standing up to Russia. Do you think that that's a fair way to look at it? And if so, how do you think that report card looks right now?
I think report cards can look pretty good if that's where we're at.
Get the doctor on the phone, please. The medication is no longer working. Joining me now is Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, regular contributor to this program as well. Liz, I listened to that and I'm like, and he said this several different times about how well he's doing and how great everything's going. I'm like, what is the color of the sky in your world, Joey?
You know, it was just an enormously incredible delusional moment, actually 2 hours of delusional moments. Joe Biden thinks things are going just great, and the problem is we just don't understand how great things are going. I mean, really, it was like Russia speak or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The most offensive thing to me, seriously, was his repeated refrain, and I'm assuming that whatever he had on his podium to look down at, whether it's an iPad where they're scrolling information and sort of thought bites to him or whatever, he kept saying over and over again, what does the GOP stand for? I don't understand it. Are they up for anything? Well, I can tell them what we stand for. We stand for stable prices, secure borders, safe streets, school choice, and a host of other things that they are not addressing. So, I mean, honestly, I thought it was just an incredibly poor performance. The only thing, Steve, you can say was when you set the bar low enough, which has been set for Joe Biden now at the basement level, you know, the fact that he stood there for 2 hours, people were ecstatic.
Yeah. You know, the fact that he could stand there for 2 hours, but, you know, he lashes out, he wanders around, and I think he's staring down at coloring books. I could be wrong, but I think he's looking at coloring books, actually. What else are you to believe at this point, Liz? He thinks they're doing a great job on the pandemic. He thinks that they're doing a great job on the economy. Look, we're looking at oil that's about to break $100 a barrel, which means gas all over this country is going to be $4. We have just put in a vaccine mandate at the Canadian-American border for trucks going both ways. Only about half the truckers in America are vaccinated, don't intend to be so. So you're going to completely crush the supply chain, and it goes on and on. And he thinks he's doing swimmingly well. To call it delusional is not even being fair.
I guess the best offense is a good, best defense is a good offense or whichever that is. And I think he just sort of put out there a lot of bald-faced lies about how popular his program is, how it's all the Republicans' fault that things aren't getting through. It is ironic to me that this guy campaigned on the fact that he had worked with the Senate for about 120 years, that he knew how to operate with Congress. That's why, after all, he was brought into the Obama administration. And yet his political savvy is absolutely zip. I mean, when you go to the Hill, how many times is it now? 3 or 4 times?
Right.
As president of the United States, and you cannot get your own party on board?
In fact, two things about that. At the same time that Joe Biden was fumbling around at this press event, Joe Manchin was on the floor of the Senate saying, you can't just break the rules to change rules. I mean, talk about trolling the guy in real time. That's what happened. But something else that I thought was more telling, when Joe Biden sat there talking about Russia, well, there'll be a minor incursion. You know, it'd be the first major and big invasion since World War II. I'm sorry. Does he remember Czechoslovakia, Afghanistan, Crimea?
Thank
you. What about Kazakhstan? That was 2 weeks ago. And by the way, Crimea happened when Joe Biden was vice president. Kazakhstan, the Russians sent in military muscle 2 weeks ago. I mean, come on.
I know. I thought, well, look, I just don't think he's got a very sound grip on anything. And I think the whole Ukrainian situation is terrifying to Joe Biden because he has no answers. We've already given up any kind of thought of military engagement. It sounds to me like the Germans are just basically not playing ball with Tony Blinken and with our with our diplomacy effort, and we knew that, right? I mean, if Germany is totally dependent on Russia for gas, are they really going to stand up for Ukraine? No. So you have to kind of look back at Angela Merkel's decision to allow her country to become dependent on natural gas from Russia, and really just conclude that that was one of the either most cynical measures ever taken by a world leader, or just unbelievably stupid and politically necessary, because it has really kind of crushed the NATO alliance. You could look at it that way.
In many respects, I agree with you. The idea that 90% of the energy for Germany comes from Russia is unspeakable. And the other problem with Ukraine, think about how much money the Biden family is going to lose if that goes through. which is something else nobody's talking about. But let me shift gears here with you just for a second, because Mark Kelly, Senator of Arizona, came out and said he supports blowing up the filibuster and blowing up Senate rules, marking probably the end of his Senate career. Because as you look at the midterms, I think Arizona, Georgia, New Hampshire, Nevada are all very likely Republican pickups if they get a good candidate Republicans do in New Hampshire. But also on that list now, believe it or not, Colorado, because Michael Bennett was not much of a senator to begin with. He was kind of a weak candidate. And now you've got Larry Hogan, a strong candidate, governor in Maryland. Now, he's not my kind of Republican exactly, but he's a lot better than the alternative. I mean, Republicans could legitimately pick up six seats, and it could get worse for the blue team, couldn't it?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I keep trying to think, how is Joe Biden going to reboot? I think the message, really, the biggest takeaway from yesterday's press conference is, one, he can't come out there and say, yeah, I'm a total failure, everything's gone wrong. But his conviction that he's doing everything right and that he doesn't need to make any changes, and the fact that he hasn't made any changes. Steve, you and I have talked about this.
Right.
He should have fired people by now. I mean, whether it's his chief of staff or Blinken or whoever, somebody should have basically left the White House at this point. The fact that no one has been fired is a pretty good indication that Biden thinks things are going just fine. So I think without a pivot, without a strong guy at the head of the party to kind of rally the troops here, and by the way, rally them on what? I'm not quite sure, because already they've had all of their major agenda items bite the dust. So I don't know really what they campaign on. All they've got, and I think we're seeing this right now, they're going to continue to harass and defame Donald Trump. That's their number one pitch. And I do believe that voters are getting tired of that.
It would appear.
Really, it seems like a minority who really wants to look in the rearview mirror for the next year and make that their central voting option. And number two, they're going to just continue to talk about how the Republicans have no ideas. Meanwhile, the Republicans are going to fan out across the country, please God, and tell people the truth about what needs to happen in this country.
You gave me a visual there, Liz. The Democrats driving their car down the road, looking in the rearview mirror as they careen into the ditch. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Let's go after Donald Trump some more. Yeah, the January 6th commission. Let's see if we can prosecute Donald Trump. It's all Americans don't care. They care about what's happening in their pocketbook.
I think that's honestly true. I think this January 6th investigation, or whatever you want to call it, inquiry in Congress, has been partisan. And I don't think, Democrats do this all the time. They impeached Trump twice, and both times
his
fundraising went up, his polling went up. I mean, because people.
Liz Peek, I got to leave it right
overreach.
There. They
all
have
right,
overreach.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.